Well, it's starting to look and feel more like winter across the area. And moving ahead through the week, things are looking a little more active from the weather. So we're talking about a couple of snow and a wintry mix opportunities over the next few days, and also some colder weather settling in, especially Wednesday through Friday. For now, things are seasonable. Temperatures are running mainly in the 30s this afternoon, though it's a little bit colder across the north. We've had clouds mixed with sun through the day and a few scattered snow showers at times. Things are quiet into the first part of the night, so if you have evening plans, things should be generally tranquil on the road, short of just a couple of flurries and spots. It's later tonight that we see the arrival of our next winter storm. The storm we had over the weekend tracked to our southeast. We were on the western edge, and many of us saw about 2 to 6 inches of accumulation with no mixing. This storm will track basically right across the Great Lakes, and then it will take that trek right down I-90, right down the thruway into the Capital Region. And the storm on that path brings some forecast challenges, primarily warmer air mixing into the storm. And when warmer air mixes into the storm, that's when we see those changes from snow to a wintry mix. And I think a lot of us are going to transition over to rain as we go through the day tomorrow, except across the far north. Those are the areas that are most likely to stay all snow. So in terms of timing, for most of us, the snow breaks out after midnight. It may start a little bit earlier west of the Hudson River. Then as we go into tomorrow morning, it's likely snowing in most of the area, so we're likely to have delays on the roads, those typical concerns with traveling with some accumulation of snow. Then as we go through the day tomorrow, we're going to see a transition over to sleet. Some spots go to freezing rain, and many of us will go over to plain rain as we go through the day tomorrow. Again, the exception is across the far north, where we're likely to keep it wintry right through the day. Accumulations won't be super heavy across much of the area, especially where we see those changes to sleet and rain. Accumulations are likely to be heaviest across the North Country, especially across the Adirondacks into the Greens, where some spots could see over 6 inches of snow. Everybody else, we're expecting less snow accumulation than that. The cold weather follows on Wednesday. Another system zips to our south Thursday. That could bring us the chance for a little bit of light snow, especially across the southern half of the area. We'll have more on that coming up this week. For now, though, my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, snow developing after midnight, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, snow changing to sleet and rain, especially south, with highs in the 30s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, clouds with snow developing, low 18 to 26. Tomorrow, snow changing to sleet and rain, with highs in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, snow developing after midnight, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, early snow, quickly changing to sleet, some freezing rain and rain, high 35 to 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, snow developing after midnight, low 20 to 25. Tomorrow, snow changing to sleet, freezing rain, and rain, with highs in the 30s. Region-wide on Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sun, some snow showers, highs in the upper teens to lower and mid-20s, and on Thursday, variably cloudy with a chance of light snow, especially south of I-90, cold again with highs in the teens and 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.